Welcome to the Simple Life podcast, where I take complex health and fitness ideas and break them down into bite-sized, actionable behaviors to simplify your routine so that you can reap the rewards and live a healthy and fulfilled life. I'll also be talking to experts on various topics to broaden your horizons and make sure that you are up to date and across all of the ways that you can improve your fitness, nutrition, and stress management practices. Let's get into it. In today's episode of The Simple Life, I'm talking to the glue in our family, Danny Romano. We're going to be reflecting on our marathon yesterday, what went well, what didn't go well, the preparation, the week from hell in the lead up to the race itself, the aftermath, all of it. It ended up just becoming a bit of a reflection for us, I think, on, you know, the week that was, everything that went wrong. Basically, not too much went right last week, and then we discussed the race day, our takeaways, our experiences, and then, you know, just I think lessons we learn about ourselves and lessons for the next grueling fitness event we choose to do. So without any further ado, enjoy Danny Romano. All right, we're on. Let's just get stuck into it. Marathons, shite. So this episode is being recorded the day after we both completed our first marathon. Fair to say it didn't go to plan, but in today's episode, we'll be running through why. Basically, what happened through training, what happened on the day, what's happened in the aftermath, even though we're 24 hours into the aftermath. We're both relatively crippled. Are you sore?
Well, yes. Yeah. Not like you.
Or crippled.
Well, I can walk.
Yesterday, you were walking worse than me.
Yeah.
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 Sorry, okay.
Today, then. I'm good. Come back. I've overtaken okay, then. You.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, so let's break it down into two spots. So we'll go, because it was all going swimmingly up until Saturday a week ago. So up until then, how confident were you about the marathon and everything that was... everything that was happening training-wise, taper-wise?
I was feeling pretty good after our 30K run. When did we do that?
How we did it 3 weeks run? Out. We okay. did it. Yeah, and that was our last long one.
Yeah, I think I went into that feeling quite nervous, the 30K.
Yeah.
And then coming out of it knowing that I felt very capable of doing another 12K on top of that.
Yeah, in hindsight, do you reckon that was enough?
Yes.
Yeah. I reckon it was too. Like up until that point, we trained fine. Like I think we're in good shape, especially for what our goal was, which was just to finish it. You know, we didn't have a time goal or anything like that. If we had a time goal, I think we should have definitely run more hills, because that was something that on the day it flattened us a little bit. And just for reference, we did the Great Ocean Road marathon, so from Lawn to Apollo Bay, and anyone who's driven that stretch of road before will know that there's a fair few inclines, declines, and certainly stuff that you don't necessarily pay too much attention to in a car, but as soon as you're running or walking, you feel every meter of every meter of that incline, I tell you. But yeah, I think I'd agree training wise like I remember saying to you, so we did the long run 3 weeks out, and then we sort of just tapered off, and we didn't really do anything over 10, 12 ish. I think you did one long one of like 15.
I did a 16.
A 16 maybe, as we headed, you know, it was on a weekend, but nothing that was going to make you crazy tired or anything. But I reckon the thing that got me, I reckon we probably started our taper a little bit too early in hindsight, because we both said, oh, it'd be good if it was this weekend. Like we both felt good, and that was maybe 10 days out from the actual race. We're like, oh, it'd be good if it was this weekend. Like I just want to get it done, like ready to go. Anyway, so let's skip to the race week of hell. Training before that had gone well. So on Saturday, before the race on Sunday, so that would have been the 13th of May, the race was on the 21st. I went out, I was just planning on doing, I think I told you I was going to be like 45 or 50 minutes, something like that. And ran down Darabin Creek, down to basically Alphington train station. And as I turned to come back, all good, past the farmer's market, up on the creek trail, I just felt my Achilles just like seize. And like my whole calf just went like just locked up, and I stopped straight away. So stopped to a walk, and then basically tried to walk home as fast as I could because you were going to the gym, and I never run with my phone on me.
Which I always tell you to run with a phone on you.
Not important. Yeah. Anyway. And then I was like, oh shit. So we're a week out, and I haven't had issues with my calves at that stage for a good 3 or 4 months. Like I'd had issues over Christmas. Like I'd made that error that anyone getting into running makes, and they just do far too much too soon. And I'd broken down a little bit with my right calf and Achilles area, and it had been fine for months. I'd changed up the strategy in regards to volume and intensity. I was doing a lot more slow runs, whereas I used to just try and break a PB every time I ran, and that just wasn't very sustainable for my body. Yeah, and anyway, so Saturday I just jumped straight on the anti-inflams, jumped on, you know, like compression, all that stuff, tried to keep it elevated as much as possible. And it felt okay. Had the race been 3 weeks away, I would have felt much more confident, but yeah, it was just not looking good. So then we get to Sunday, and had the kids got conjunctivitis by then or not yet? Harry was sick. And then on the Monday,
I think they came home with the conjunctivitis on the Monday, did they?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so Sunday, Monday, all three kids are down with conjunctivitis. So we're working through that, staying at home, trying not to get it ourselves. I'm still nursing an Achilles. You're still feeling good. And then we get to Wednesday, and I was like, all right, need to test this out. I cannot have the first time I run be actually on the day. That would be madness. So strapped it up and then did 3K. And 3K felt pretty bad, but the worst part of that was my lungs. Like I had a double stitch. I'm like, what's happened here? Like I felt like I had never run before. I get home, headache, sore throat, the works. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is going to be an absolute disaster. I'm coming down with something in race week. Normally wouldn't be too much of a big deal. This week I was like, I cannot be, like I'm fine with sore muscles, but I certainly didn't want to be dehydrated and stuff like that out on a marathon course and just run myself basically into, you know, just dehydration or hypothermia or whatever it is. So we start smashing codrules. We've turned our...
Me.
I start smashing codrules, eating the kids' vitamins, like all of it. We've gone bananas. I've gone bananas. All the while, feeling not bad about my Achilles, like it pulled up okay. And then Thursday, I feel a little bit better or no worse, and you've come down with it as well.
Can we mention on the Wednesday?
Yeah.
That I kindly asked you to stay away from me.
I did.
And you were in my face.
I was not.
Breathing on me.
No, well, that was your fault.
Yes. Well, yeah, I did get it on the Thursday.
Yeah, so now...
Not good.
Thursday, we're both crook. And it's also probably... Is it fair to say that stuff tends to hit you a little bit worse than it hits me?
Yes, definitely illnesses, in the chest as well. Anything...
Yeah, so now you're having like tight chest and a massive headache. And for the first time, did you actually have the codrules or not?
No, I had Panamax.
Panamax, which is, yeah, if anyone knows you, unheard of. She's turned to the pharmaceuticals. Normally you'd just be eating raw lemons or something.
No, well, I was also having my vitamins and Manuka honey and
all
the usual.
Yeah, all the stuff that doesn't work. Anyway, so we get to Friday. I feel better. You're still about the same, I think.
Yeah, but so glad I had a day off work.
Yeah, on the Friday to basically pack for the trip and get everything organized. Saturday, it's your birthday, and we decide not to run. We're like, oh, yeah. And then you said something which, like, I didn't tell you at the time because I didn't want to wind you up, but it scared the bejesus out of me. What? Was when you said, on Saturday Arvo, because I was very nervous about my Achilles. Like
I know.
I was trying to put on a brave face, but I was like, I couldn't. If it was a 10K fun run, no problem. But I couldn't see myself getting through something as arduous as, you know, 5 hours of running. I was like, there's no way it's going to hold up for that long. But with all the injuries that I have done, it's always been in the first 6K. So like it's always gone early. It's never gone after that. It's never seized up after that. So I was like, if I can get through the first six, I might be okay.
Yeah.
And then you say to me, I've never,
I know what comment you're going to say. You know what you said?
You said, I've never felt so dependent on someone actually doing something with me or something like that, because you're a very independent person and you can get through stuff by yourself, no problem. And you've never needed me for anything, basically. And then you said that and I was just like, oh my God. I was like, how the fuck am I going to be able to get through? And I was like, because if I break down, I'm like, you're going to be cactus and the whole thing's going to be absolutely ruined. So I'm just like, good Lord. That's like, thanks for the no pressure. So I was stressing big time after that. So put simply, a week out, we've gone injury, illness in the house, which has meant rubbish sleep as well, which, you know, that we can't control. Then we've both got sick and we get to Saturday and like, I feel way better illness wise. You feel a bit better illness wise, but I've still got no confidence in my calf or Achilles. Race day. So up nice and early, 45Ks, feeling positive, feeling good. We get to lawn it, you know, what time we get there, about 6:45, race due to start at 8, get changed out of our clothes, apply our VAS, get our stuff sorted, truck, you know, loaded with our warm clothes and everything, and race starts. How do you feel at the start?
Good, relaxed.
Yeah.
Very relaxed. I thought I would be a little bit more nervous.
Yeah.
At that point, but I wasn't.
Ask me how I felt.
How do you feel?
Stressed. I was stressed. I was like, I was hopeful, and I'm a positive person. Like I thought, I was like I can do this. It'll hold up. I can get through. I taped it up as tight as I possibly could. I'd had anti-inflammatories in the morning, and I was just like, all right, whatever happens, happens. It's out of my control, but I think it's going to be okay. But I think because of that, like I was saying to someone in the gym this morning, not once did I feel like comfortable running. You know, when it's like, whereas when we did the Capital City Trail, which was our 31K run, it was like we were just cruising. It was okay. Good pace, no issues, felt comfortable. All good. Whereas like, I probably let it get in my head a little bit.
Yeah. Do you think, I was about to say, your mindset had a lot to do with it? Because I noticed in you from when you did it, you like just the things you were saying, the things you were doing, it was very unlike you. You're the most relaxed person I know.
Yeah.
You the most positive person I know.
Yeah.
And yeah, the things you were saying, doing, I was just like, this is not Ben.
Well, do you think you may have had a part to play? Part to play in hindsight? Part to play in that? Jesus. Nah, but I definitely didn't feel good. But like I was hopeful, but like the trouble was we knew we had the legs. It was just going to be if it held up on it. Like I knew I had the fitness. I wasn't going to run out of breath. I wasn't going to have to stop with, you know, cramps and stuff like that because I hadn't done the work. I had done the work. I'd just been derailed basically. And I was thinking about all this stuff. I was like, could I have committed more to the body type of a runner and drop weight to make it easier on my joints? It's like, probably yes. I didn't really care about that. And I was like, but you know, too late now, obviously. But I was like, all of this stuff, like, could it have potentially made a difference had months out I've been way more diligent with stuff like that? And I'm like, well, I got to race ready without it. So it's like, is it just pure luck?
I can't I can't even fathom that these things are going through your head, knowing how normally you are. Like, you don't put much, like, well, I could tell you were really thinking about it.
You got a lot of time to think when you're out there for, you know, ages.
Yeah. Would you have done anything different in terms of prepping yourself for it? So you knew you'd injured yourself.
Yeah.
You got some advice from a friend who is a osteo.
Yeah. Shout out to Pat, by the way. It was actually really helpful.
Thanks, Pat. But he also didn't take some of your advice, which I was a little bit, like, baffled by.
Yeah.
Pat recommended the heat cream.
I didn't want to do the heat cream because I was going to tape it. That's the only reason. I didn't know if it wouldn't stick if the cream was on, or if it, like... So that was the only issue.
Thinking, like, beforehand about losing weight and all these extreme things, you didn't think to maybe look into...
I don't think it would have made a difference.
Tape and heat cream?
Listen, let's not turn this around on me because I was actually going fine.
Okay. I was surprised by that, considering how much you thought about it, the fact that you didn't do that.
We're jumping ahead, though. We're jumping ahead. So we've started the first half of the marathon is the hilliest. So they say. They lie. Anyway, that's what we knew, is that it was going to be up and down. We started at a super comfortable pace. We were like, I think we were just holding just over 6 minute Ks, which for us is quite cruisy. And we're going up and down hills. Like, my calf is like holding up, but it's sort of cut, like I can feel it and then it goes away, and then I can feel it again and then it goes away. Like, it didn't really sort of get comfortable at any one stage, but you know, we're feeling all right. Like, you were sort of enjoying the scenery and whatnot, weren't you?
At the start, yeah.
Yeah, at the start, like, oh, isn't it beautiful? The sun's coming through the clouds, and I'm just like, yeah, no, awesome. The crowd actually thinned out a lot faster than I thought it was going to.
I really enjoyed that.
I thought we'd be amongst people for the first maybe 3 or 4K, and then it would thin out. But I also think it's probably not as big a pack as other marathons. Like, it's a little bit more arduous, the course, for sure. There weren't too many beginners. And you also said you were surprised by the amount of people who walked so early.
Yeah, first hill, there were people, walking.
Yeah.
Which now, looking back, I think was quite strategic.
Yeah,
I noticed
sure.
A lot of the people along the way were walking hills and then running, the declines.
Like, if you had a time goal and, you know, it was a relatively maybe conservative time goal where you didn't have to hit quite a fast pace per kilometre to make it, then 100%, that's a really strategic way to save energy. Because the uphills are, you know, like, they were spiking my heart rate, like, so much more than the downhill. So, like, clearly it's much more taxing. But, yeah, I thought the same. I was just like, they've just got a game plan and they're just executing it. But, I was surprised too. I just, in my head, I never really gave a thought to what anyone else might be doing apart from just trying to run the whole time. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess everyone else has a strategy. Oh, and a shout out to this lady as well who was running... Well, like, I think we passed her, but she had like a t-shirt on that was like 30-year marathon veteran with like a marathon every year. Or what was the slogan? It was like a...
It was 30 year, but...
But like 30 marathons in 30 years or something like that. It was like a... Yeah. She must have been mid-70s and was just...
Oh, Benjamin.
Oh, is that old? Or younger, do you reckon?
No, she was younger.
Oh, maybe mid-60s.
Oh, jeez.
She was old.
She was old, but yeah, she was mid-70s.
She was someone's grandma.
Yeah, for sure. But your mum's a grandma.
Yeah, but I'm a young parent.
No, she was not mid-70s.
Okay.
She would have been in her 60s.
Yeah, and she was just chugging along.
Yeah, she was doing a great job.
Puffing Billy. Just
I let her know too.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, tell people what you said in the car. It was like the most Mother Teresa bullshit of all time.
What are you talking about?
About where you're like, it's embarrassing. But tell the people. You know what I'm talking about. In the car on the way down to the beach.
I said it will be hard running past people.
It will be hard for me. That's what you said.
Well, I'm talking for myself, not for
you. Yeah.
Running past people.
Yeah.
Like, that can't go on.
She said, you didn't say it like that.
Okay, what did I say?
You said, it will be hard for me running past people who think like they can't continue. Like, I just want to help them or something like that. And I was like, ugh! I was like, what?
Okay, tell everyone what you said. That's worse.
Yeah, it is worse. I said, it will give me life.
Like, it will give me,
that will give me energy.
I believe your words were.
Yeah.
That shit fuels me.
I was maybe being a bit strong because I was one of those people. I was one of those people. But yeah. I was being a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so question. On the course, when you saw people stopping, whatever, did you say, are you okay?
I did one guy actually because he pulled up badly. Like he looked like he'd actually hurt something properly. Not just stopped to a walk, but he grabbed his leg, locked out.
Obviously not going to ask everyone that's walking, are you okay?
No, well, I asked him if it was all right. Yeah. But that actually looked quite bad. But no, I didn't ask everyone if they were all right. I didn't have the energy to ask anyone if they were all right. I was too busy worried about myself.
No, but if you can see someone, I think he's clearly...
Oh, like visibly distressed. Yeah, like for stopped. Sure. Like crying or upset.
There was one guy I passed was like couldn't... He was on the side of a rail. He was obviously just waiting for someone to come collect him.
Yeah, I would ask them, but not just any old geezer who's walking. Yeah. No. And it did give me life. On. Okay, so we get to 10K. Feeling okay. You know, it is what it is. You feel good. I don't feel as good. And then we're about to get to Y River, where we were staying. So you pass Separation Creek, which is just the town before. Or it's basically the same town, though. If you're from Separation Creek, you probably don't think that. And I feel like a spasm in my Achilles just goes straight up the back of my leg and my calf just locks up. And I was like, that's it. Fucking, it's done. Cooked. I was fuming. Like, just to make it that far, because after 10K, I'd started to feel a little bit more confident that, like, okay, you know, like, it hasn't gone this late on me before in any other run. So I felt as though I was starting to maybe get through the danger period of like, I'm warm. We've been running for like an hour and a half. I'm starting to, you know, get a little bit more positive about the fact that I might be able to make it through the next 25, well, what was it? 30 Ks at that stage. And then back of the leg blows up. Try to stretch it a little bit. You slow down with me. And then, yeah, what did you think at that stage? Were you like, oh, fuck's sake, he's...
No, well, that's what I was asking you. Like, are you going to continue? Like, I didn't know what was going through your head. Obviously, there's a lot going through your head.
Yeah.
And you're not necessarily wanting to articulate it straight away.
I couldn't.
Like, we're slowing you. Then you kind of stop to... You just like, I just need to stop and stretch a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, does he want to stop or stop and stretch?
Well, I was like hoping it might be a cramp or something like that. And I could just like stretch it out and get back on the horse. But yeah, it felt like a brick. Like my calf was just like completely locked.
Yeah.
And like what I know about the body, like I know that that's a protective mechanism from the brain, right? Is to spasm up if it feels like it's at risk. Because then I was thinking, oh, I'll just run through it. And it'll loosen off. And I tried to do that. And I was like, that's not good. Not helping at all. Yeah. And then I was just... Basically, it was about as flustered, I reckon, as I've ever been doing anything exercise-wise.
I agree. Like,
I was a bit rattled.
Yeah, you're very calm.
Yeah.
You are never... especially with me, you never get agitated with me. Whereas you were like... angry, like you're not like
I wasn't you're, angry at you
not at me yeah. But you're just not an angry person at all, like
no, you
just had so much negativity, which is
well I was like
not you, and like I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I deal with him?
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to it.
Yeah, I was just upset. Like I felt like I'd let you down by not being able to do it. I was annoyed that, like, it just the situation. Because once you start the race, like, you know, what was I going to do? Walk back to lawn? Like, there's, like, wait in Wai River for 8 hours. Like, we'd seen two motorbikes go past the ambulance, you know, St. John's ambulance. Like, you're pretty much stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck until someone comes past.
Yeah, you're stuck
until... But we were also... We had a drink station in sight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So...
When this happened.
I could have got to Wai River and, like, waited at the pub. You know what I mean? Like, there's... But I had no clothes, no phone, nothing.
Oh, no phone again.
No. Well, you had the phone. You know, but, like, there's... Yeah, there weren't a whole lot of options. So, I said to you, keep going... What'd you say? You're like,
I said, do you want to stop? I said, are you going to stop or are you going to keep going?
I think I said, I don't know. Or I actually said, can't even remember. What did I say?
No, because I said, can you do it? And you're like, no, I can't.
Yeah, I certainly couldn't run anymore. I was done.
Yeah. You're like, I can't. And I was like, okay. Like, because I was getting cold and then, then your vibes are bringing me down. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get away from him.
And then you said, which was funny, he was like, you're ruining my time. And I'm like, this bitch.
I was like,
yeah, you said that. I was like, I can't believe her. All of a sudden, she's so independent, and now I'm ruined. Yeah, now I'm ruining her time.
Can I say, on my splits, it's exactly where this happened.
Yeah, the 14K mark. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was just like,
you're ruining my time. I was like, can you fucking believe her? Like, honestly. So yeah, you take your phone. Hang on,
no, and that's another thing. We haven't actually discussed this, but we planned to run. We had
the headphones. I was thinking that as well. I was like, what was I doing? Like, I was, yeah.
Do you want to discuss this?
Or? Okay. So we had a playlist on my watch that synced to the wireless headphones. And I had one and you had the other one. And we were just listening to music as we've gone. And I was like, When you went to take off, you went to take my watch with you. And I said, well, I need my watch.
Yeah, what do you need your watch for?
I don't know why I said that.
I was like, you selfish bastard.
Yeah, I was like, no, but you know, it was like, it was all happening so quickly. And I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, don't leave me like with nothing. Like, I wouldn't have known what time it was. I wouldn't have known... And I don't know why my watch was important to me at that point, because I was like, I can't do shit with it. It's not like it's not like I've got my credit card on it or something like that where I can pay for something or buy a jumper or something like that. Like, I had nothing. And then I tried to hook the headphones to your phone
again,
so that you could take them.
Ruining my time.
Yeah, yeah. Slowing down your... marathon time,
which was so good.
Like, it all happened so quickly that after you left, I was like, anyway, so it was an absolute schmozzle, and I was like fuming, and then I wanted my watch, and then I was just like,
you wanted the watch. You definitely wanted the watch.
Yeah, I wanted my watch for some reason. It's so stupid. But anyway, so you take off. And at this point, I was about as upset as I've ever been doing any kind of fitness thing. Because, like, the stakes to me were high. I was like, I wanted to do it with you. I wanted to finish it. I had no care about time. But in my mind at that stage, it was option A, finish it, tick. Option B, calf explodes, can't run, all good. You know, like, tried, it happens. Never once was there like an option of, well, you could just split up and finish it. Like, that wasn't an option in my mind. So I started walking for about 500 meters maybe, and just, you know, everything was running to like, well, what am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah. What's happening? Like, how are you? I was like, are you upset? I had no idea. I could see you running off. And I'm like, oh, there she goes. Obviously so dependent. And then I was like, well, I can still walk. Can I just shuffle along? So I just started to like basically run as though I've been shot in the leg. Like, my right leg is doing stuff all and my left leg's just sort of like pedaling me along. I'm like, well, I can do that. So I'll just start to do that for a little bit. I was just like, in my mind, I was like, I'll get to halfway. so which was about 6 Ks away, and they'll have like a, I thought they would have like a station there, like they did at Lawn, where it was like, you know, there was a little bit more of a head up and I could call someone or I could, you know, just basically get to the next race spot. And I also knew that I'm like, well, I'm at Y River and we're staying there, but I've got no house keys. So it's like, what's like, I can't, basically I can't stop. And the time's going to pass anyway. So I either just push on or just sit here feeling sorry for myself for like 5 or 6 hours before they come back. And that would be shit. So I was just like, all right, I'm just going to keep going. What, like, how were you for the 5Ks after you left me?
So when I left, I knew you were very angry.
Yeah.
I was disappointed for you. Like, because I think not many people understand. Like, I knew that would really upset you. And I know how mentally tough you are, so I knew it was bad for you to stop, and I knew, yeah, you'd be worried about me. And then after that, I'm like, why wouldn't he give me his watch?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, what's, then I went to myself, what's my current state?
Because
I was getting shitty, I didn't have music. And then I'm like, why are you getting shitty? You don't have music. You never run with music.
Yeah, you hate running with music.
So then I had to like get myself out of that negative mindset and back into a mindset where I can still run another 30K.
Yeah, concentrated and just relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, initially I had like all these kind of negative thoughts like, why didn't he give me his watch? I've got no music. I've got to do it alone. Who's going to pace me? And then once I kind of collected myself and I had a little chat to myself and told myself, yeah, little things like you don't run with music.
Yeah.
You're going to be absolutely fine. You're on a course.
Yeah. You're not going to get lost.
You're not going to get lost. You know where you're going. The kids are waiting for you at the other end with Emma.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, pick your man. So then I looked ahead of me and I'm like, who's going to pace me? And I picked a stranger that I thought was looking strong like they enough. Were running roughly my pace. And I stuck with him. I was with him for kilometers for a fair way. Then I caught him and I passed him. I'm like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Again, like reassessing what's my current state. Then just again, eyes ahead, pick someone else. Okay, I'm gonna stick with you. And it was a younger, reasonably fit looking girl. And I was like, well, that's that's a good target to have. Just a little bit of inspo there.
A little bit of inspo for you.
So yeah, just reevaluating, I guess. Every time I was kind of getting stuck, it's like, okay, well, what do I need right now? And then, yeah, next step. Because I think quite often people focus on, I knew I wanted to get to the end. So that's the outcome.
Yeah.
And I think in life, a lot of people focus on the outcome and they don't understand the pebbles to get
there. The process.
Yeah. So, every time I felt a bit lost, I'm like, okay, well, just what's the next step? What am I doing next?
Yeah. Well, I was not that a process based. I was like, just to give people an idea of the speed. So we were running at, 6 minute Ks ish. And that's a comfortable speed for us. With my right leg, I could not run any faster at that stage than 7.5 minute Ks. So like if I put that, because that would have meant that I would have had to like put more pressure on my right leg and Achilles and calf to spring off and actually get a little bit more like, you know, length on my stride and then pressure on the leg. And I could, like, it was shooting pain up my leg. So I'm like, okay, that can't happen. And like to run a speed that you're not comfortable at, like in a rhythm, it's a different kind of hard.
It's
like, and I, like, you could have, like, I think had you stayed, we would have still finished, but it would have been so frustrating for you. Like it was actually better that you carried on at your pace compared to try and run a crippled pace for like the rest of the way, it would have been so arduous. And it would have been bad for me too, because I would have been like trying to go a bit quicker every time. So I was like, in that moment, in hindsight, it probably worked for the best that you carried on at your speed and didn't have to change anything. And it probably worked for the best for me as well, like motivationally, just to get towards the end. Because I had the same thoughts as you. I was like, you're going to be there. Just get to the end. It'll be fine. Yeah. And then I was like, well, it's already done. Like, it's not like I need to rest it up because I've got to run next week. Like, this is the event. Yeah. Who cares if it snaps and I need to rest for 2 months? Whatever. Just finish it. So that was basically the thought. But yeah, it was like, it was a long time.
Such a long time. What along the way, along the journey, I guess.
Yeah.
What did you find, like positive, negatives?
Oh, it was all negative.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
No, we discussed the stuff like, you know, the little kids on the side of the road and stuff like that. That kind of gave you a little bit of a...
Like, like campers, volunteers, you know, and like kids out on the road giving out, you know, like water and Gatorades and a couple of families off the beach, and they give you a high five. But that stuff doesn't affect me like it affects you.
Oh,
so like I'm happy to give them a high five, but 5 seconds afterwards, I'm not like overjoyed that I got a high five off an 8-year-old from, you know, like Skeens Creek.
Benjamin.
No, but that's just not what, like, it just, you know, it's cool. And, you know, if our kids see, like, it's nice, but it doesn't give me energy.
Doesn't it?
Nah, God, wow. No.
When I was coming into, what was the half?
Kennett River. Yeah.
Where the DJ was there were these tiny little kids. They were probably... Two and three.
Yeah.
And they had their hands out.
Yeah, getting high fives.
And then, yeah, another bunch of children as well. Like a family of three kids. I think that kept me up for a good 5K after that.
Yeah, no, that kept me up for a good 5 seconds.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
But, I was pretty much entirely negative like the whole way through. But I think I'm always like that anyway. Like, you know, we speak about what like fuels us and motivates us exercise wise. It, like, I'm never giving myself a pat on the back if we're doing anything.
But that's
like physically, it's not like that. Like it doesn't help me at all. Maybe I should speak to someone about that. Sounds a bit... It sounds worse than it is, but like negative feedback drives me way more than someone giving me a pat on the back.
Yeah, I remember when I first met you and we're talking about coaching styles and...
Which, you know, I know that, doesn't that work for everyone, for sure.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, quite interesting knowing how you are as an individual and then how you coach people.
Yeah.
Because I often found you... And this is before we were friends, before we were partners.
Yeah.
I did find you quite soft and motivational, like that encouraging type of coach.
Yeah.
Definitely nothing negative.
No.
Like we've got friends in the industry. My mate Josh is so funny.
Yeah.
But he's quite loud and aggressive with his coaching.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd picture someone who had a personal mindset like yours, so someone with a really negative... self-talk, I guess.
Some real negative.
To kind of coach more in...
Yeah, more like hard style stance.
Yeah, whereas you're very different. Like, you're completely opposite.
Yeah, like, I also know that a lot of people shut down when, you know, like, if... like, and you just can't. Like, it's not... Yeah, I've never tried to be like that with other people, but yeah, just with myself, that's just what I find works best for me to get the most out of my physicality anyway. And like, I think maybe I can cope with it okay because I know what I'm doing. So I don't know. But yeah, anyway, so I was entirely negative the whole way down. Like, let you down, let yourself down, kids gonna be all like... waiting and be like, where's dad? I'm like, this is pathetic. Like, just fucking run, mate.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it was an emotionally draining time. But Yeah, and oh, you know what the best part? Like, did you notice the scenery after the first 15
Ks? You know what, Ben? You can take the mickey out of me now. Because after the halfway mark, I'll tell you
Could
what.
Could you give a shit about the beaches?
No. Yeah. It's beautiful from the car, guys. You don't need to run it.
Yeah.
It's, I definitely did not.
Yeah.
I was looking at the concrete.
Can't feel those headwinds in the car, headwind, can you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Nothing like it.
It started to rain too, and I'm like, oh, this is just like, this is actually the worst day ever. But it was also like, I knew, so.
You poor thing.
Nah, and this is where it gets to like a little bit of, maybe this is a little bit more positive, but I was like, I looked at the time when I was like, oh, I'm struggling now. Like I've been running a different running style for 2 hours. I'd got to about 30, you know, like low 30 Ks and I'm like, oh, still miles away, or it felt miles away anyway. And I'm just like, in an hour and a half, I'll be done. So like in an hour and a half, I could either sit here and chill or I could just push on, but at least I'll be there at the end with everyone when I'm done. So I was like, well, I can just suffer for a bit more, like just, you know, an hour and a half, whatever. Like I feel equally as shite now at 32 that I did at 22. It's not like I wasn't going.
You weren't getting worse.
No, I was like, my heart rate was fine. Like it wasn't as though it was getting really hard because I didn't have the capability to push myself aerobically. So it was just like, it was just muscular hard. Mm. So I'm like, well, I can do hard stuff. Just keep going. But yeah, it was a long time. And you said that it got really hard for you physically at the 35. Did you say that?
Yeah, but after looking at my splits, it was 30.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm just trying to think when that massive hill was. That was about 23, was it?
No,
25 maybe?
25. Because I think from 27 onwards, it was pretty.
Was that just out of Kennet River maybe? Or like just past? Like just past the half,
yeah.
I thought, which was 23 for us, I think. It was a huge, it was easily the biggest hill. And it's like hidden in trees. So you couldn't.
It was never ending. And the headwind at that stage, oh my gosh.
And the cameramen, always at the top of a hill. It's like, mate, I'm about to throw up. Like, why don't you get me looking strong on a nice flat? Like everyone's hunched over, like just crawling up this hill. And the cameramen are there just like panning across. It's like, get me at a worse time, please.
It was brutal.
Yeah. But that last, like, so as we started to trek into Apollo Bay, and I knew you could see it from miles away just from like knowledge of the area that we'd driven there a couple of times. But like when you round the corner, I reckon it almost is at the top of that Kennet River Hill, or maybe it's just around one more, but you can see Apollo Bay in the distance and it looks forever away. So far that you're like, oh my God, this is going to take. And like, that was probably as close as I was to being like, I don't know if I can get there. Is when I
was about to ask that.
Is when I rounded the top and thought, oh, that like, that is, I'm already like hurt and hurting. I'm like, oh, that looks like just a bridge too far. Like that was probably the hardest point mentally, was like, look at all the little zigzags and, you know, this wonderful scenic road, you know, that has to follow every coastline. I was like, hey, Dan Andrews, how about a fucking bridge, mate? Straight across. Like, this is ridiculous. But that was probably the hardest point. But at that stage, it was about, you know, late 20s in the case, or maybe just on 30. And I was like, well, I knew at that stage, I'm like, I'm past halfway. Like, I did my injury at the 14 and I've got to 30 and I'm like, I'm past halfway. It's just like, I think the mental milestone where I knew I was going to make it and not break or anything was once it was under 10 to go. I was like, oh, just tick it down. 9, 8, 7 and the last 5. Oh my God.
The last 5 is very hard.
In particular, the last 3, I was like,
I was about to say the last 2.5, my goodness.
Yeah. I knew what it was as well. I was like, oh, 3. I was like, it's 15 minutes of running. And then I'm like, no, it's not. You dipshit. Yeah. You've been running 7 minutes. Like, you cannot run that fast anymore. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, it's going to be 20, 21 minutes. It's going to be brutal. But yeah, I was just relieved at the end. Yeah, it's just like, thank God. And Yeah, and then the soreness hit once we stopped. Like, obviously my calf was sore. Like, how far up after the race? Because I saw, like, you'd been done, what, 20, half an hour, maybe?
Honestly, I don't know because... So, I don't know if we've made this clear, but I thought Ben stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that he was still coming up slow behind me.
When you left, my plan was to stop. Like, that was, I was just like, I can't continue with it. Because I didn't have that option in my brain of, like, just walk, jog, whatever. Yeah. Like, just get it done.
So, I saw a couple of the buses pass me as I was running.
Yeah.
And I thought Ben will be on one of those buses and he'll be at the finish line.
But at 10 the other... like
going towards Apollo Bay.
Oh, did you see buses going towards? Yeah. I didn't see any of those.
So I was like, oh, Ben must be on one of those buses and he's going to be at the finish line with the kids. So then I get to the finish line and Emma and the kids are like, oh, you know, Mum, woo, you know, screaming or whatever. And then they're like, Ben? Where's Dad?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, is he not here? They're like, no. And I'm like, oh, like he hurt his leg and like he stopped. And they're like, oh, we haven't seen him. I'm like, I wonder if he's come back, got the bag, went to go get the car from Lawn. Like,
yeah.
Because our bags were in Apollo Bay that we stuck on the truck. Yeah. And then I had to sit down for a little bit when I finished. I was not in a great state.
Yeah.
And, then I said, okay, well, I'll go check if our bags are still there and then we'll decide what to do after that because we can't leave here now anyway. The road was still closed.
And that's another thing that got me through. I was like, well, I know I'm going to get there and you guys will be there because you can't leave. Whereas if I thought that I was going to get there and you guys would be in the car halfway home, I'm like, what am I going there for?
Yeah. So I went to get the bag. By the way, shout out to all. I know you think I'm Mother Teresa, but...
No,
the volunteers.
Yeah, they were amazing.
Were absolutely amazing, and it was so beautiful to see so many young people. It was because I feel like I can really relate when they're similar in age to my own children.
Yeah, it's
so very a lot relatable. Of them, you know, would have been
handing 10 out Gatorades. Plus. They were helping with the water stations, but it's all the local like CFA surf lifesaving clubs. Like, it's a really really cool event.
Yeah.
Like,
but even the event staff.
The little girl who gave you your medal at the end.
Yeah, very cute. A little girl or very a boy. Cute, gorgeous.
Yeah, someone offered you a banana.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But even stuff like when I went to collect the bag, I was clearly not walking
very well. Stiff-legged.
This young boy had the emotional intelligence. Like, he could see that I was really struggling. He's looked at my number, run off in the other direction.
Yeah.
To get my bag and started running towards me so I didn't have to, like, go and bend over. Like, he was just so...
Yeah, they were on it, weren't they?
It was so nice. So I'm walking back with the bag.
Mm.
And then when I heard, Dan, that was you.
Mm.
I was like, I wish someone caught my face. I could not believe
that you
finished.
You looked at me, you're like, what are you doing here? Like, no, you asked me, they're like, did you finish? And I'm like, yeah, I just got it.
Because I could see you had the medal.
Yeah, I saw the medal. The girl put the medal on and I took it off. Yeah.
And I was like, at that moment in time, I know how disappointed you were and still are.
Mm.
But in that point of time, I'm like, wow. I don't think I know many people that are that strong to do that in... that mental state, in that physical state, and just be able to get it done is incredible. Like, to me, that's better than you running an awesome time in, you know, perfect conditions, training.
Would have rather have done that.
Like, to me, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because it's like heaps of people have been asking me today, they're like, oh, you're happy? And I'm like, I feel like a dick for saying no, because like, I'm not happy with how it went. I'm glad I finished, because I would have been more annoyed had I stopped. In hindsight, I was like, what will I be more comfortable with? Just gritting my teeth and getting through, or just, you know, injury, can't control that, call it a day. And like, either are absolutely fine. But I was just like, nah, I'll just get it done. At least then if I never do it again, I'll say, well, yeah, I've actually done one. But yeah, I'm not like happy with how it went. It wasn't the experience that I was hoping for. Like, I didn't have any great designs on a time, or, you know, like, I wasn't trying to get under X or Y or whatever it was. I wanted to finish it with you and run over the line and, you know, like, have the kids there, and it would have been a nice experience. Mm. You know, and we would have known, you know, 3Ks out, we're going to make it. Like, it would have been a nice way to finish the race.
Mm.
Yeah. Instead of running in there being like, fucking hell, I'm going to need to find someone's phone and call someone. Like, you know, call someone and be like, where are they? I hope they haven't left and gone out the back way, or, you know, like, who knows what's going on. Like, I had no idea if you'd made it. I didn't know if you were going to be upset, like you'd have to stop, or like, what was going on?
Do you know, after I left you,
yeah,
I did not look at my pace once.
Because
to me, I'm like, mentally, you will cripple yourself
trying to go quick or trying to go faster.
In my head, that is what we were doing together. Like, I knew you'd push me in terms of...
I didn't look at the pace when we were running. As in, like, I wasn't... No, as in, I wasn't trying to speed up or slow down. No,
but you were telling me where we're at, and we spoke about
the six-minute
mark and...
Yeah, yeah.
After you dropped off, I didn't look. I'm just like... You're just getting to the end.
Just regulate it.
In trying to maintain a healthy mindset.
Mm.
I think that's something I've really changed on, because I used to be very similar to you with the negative mindset.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to get through this in a good state.
Mm. Yeah, good.
And yeah, by doing that, I thought, don't even look. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's just an added pressure when, if you didn't have the goal anyway, why are you worrying? Yeah, you know, like I want to go sub 4.5 on this 45K. By the way, event organizers, 44K is my ass. All right, it was 44.8 or something like that. Gosh. That extra 800 meters, you will not rob us of that. That running, it was like running on hot coals.
My last 800 kilometer meters. Is embarrassing. It was like 7:40 something. I can't even get my splits out. But I just remember thinking,
like, where... quicksand.
Like, I can't, like, imagine every what I
turn,
looked like.
I was like, surely that's like, surely we're done. And then you turn around and it's like, you can see people running for like another 200 meters and you're like, please God, please let it be soon. But like, my last 3Ks were my fastest.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Since, yeah, I was like, at that stage, I was just like, if my Achilles ruptures... I do not care. Like, it is done. So I was just like picking up the speed and just like, just get me to this finish line as fast as possible. I've had a gut full of this whole thing. This has been 5 hours of absolute torture.
It was like very hard.
Emotional, physical torture. It is done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God for that. But yeah, so that's the marathon, the week of prep from hell and the day that did not go to plan at all. But all done now. At least we can say, hey, we did one. You ever going to do another one?
No.
You done?
I'm done.
I'm 100. I can't.
Bucket list tick.
Yeah. I can't have that be my marathon experience. Like, I was like, it's a bit like, I know I can do a little bit better than that. So I might have to have a crack in a couple of years, or maybe next year. Or
right. We'll see. Last question.
Yeah.
If you could do anything differently, what would you have done?
Not get hurt a week out.
You can't control that. If you could do anything differently, what would you do?
I don't think I'll do anything differently. No. And I think that's the part, like, that is the part I'm happy with, is like, I don't know what else I could have done. I'm like, you know, I'm glad I didn't stop. So yeah, that's like, under the circumstance, I don't know if I would have done anything differently. I felt like I was in a reasonable position, like, I don't know. Yeah, the only thing I could change was like, maybe, you know, like, take that Saturday beforehand run maybe a bit slower. Yeah, like, I pulled up straight away. It's not like I tried to run through it in the training. Like, it is what it is. I think that's what happens when you do, you know, either sport or events like that, it just sometimes you can control the controllables and stuff goes wrong.
Yeah,
it is what it is. What about you?
The only thing I think I probably could have done a little bit better was get a little bit more volume.
Over the course of the prep?
Over the course of the prep.
Yeah.
But it can be quite difficult, especially when there's two of us in the one house.
Yeah.
Trying to get in volume, because that just means time.
But yeah, by volume, what you mean is just like the amount of running you can, like hours per week.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you had any designs on setting a new PB, which I think you could pretty much just do by having a bit more like knowledge of the course and, you know, like just being a little bit smarter in regards to maybe going a bit slower up the hill, a little bit faster down the hill, just stuff like that over the course of, you know, 5 hours can make a big difference to your time. But yeah, I mean, I reckon you nailed it.
Yeah,
got all the way through, didn't stop. You know, like that was exactly what you wanted out of it. Smashed it. Yeah, and that was about it. I don't think we could have done anything differently. Yeah, and my takeaway, I think, would just be more of a self-learning of like, you know, you can put up with a bit of pain for maybe a little bit longer than you previously realized.
I often say it to people, like being comfortable, getting comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Obviously, during a marathon, you are uncomfortable for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
So that leaves me, feeling a lot stronger.
Yeah, I feel stronger mentally.
Because of that experience.
I can handle some hard stuff. Yeah, for sure. But that's the sort of stuff when we hate a new client all the time. It's like, you don't know until you know. You know, if like blowing up on an air bike and this and that, it's like you're breathing, you're fine, you'll recover. And it's just more proof that we can do the things we think we can do.
Yeah.
But yeah, until you find out, you've really got no idea. Yeah. So marathon 2023, we'll have to decide on a new goal now after we let our bodies heal. Oh yeah. Quickly on. Are you surprised at how sore you were? Because I saw you walking up the stairs last night with me. I was like, oh my God.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought...
This is the sorest I've ever been last night. When you moved my leg, I was like, oh my God. Just for reference. So it's not actually my Achilles. It's the most sore today. My left knee is like a basketball on my leg. I've never had anything as swollen as that before. And purely just from taking, you know, like 70% of my body weight in an unusual running gait for that long, trying to protect my right side, like my left knee has packed it in. It's so swollen. So I'm surprised by that. And it was nearly immediate too. Like I didn't feel it at all on the run. And as soon as we stopped and like when I tried to put the trackies on and lift my leg up, I was like, oh, what's that? And I looked at my leg and I was like, oh my God, like it was just swollen up deluxe. It was horrible.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was surprised by that. I'm not surprised at how I feel today, but yeah, my knee. Whew.
Yeah. No, I was a cripple yesterday. Today I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, like, sore, but yeah, nothing crazy.
Not crazy sore.
I just walked the dog. Yeah. So, I can move.
Yeah, I thought we'd be a little bit worse muscle-wise, but it's just the joints for me. I was just like, whew. Yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. That's the marathon thoughts. I'll have to get on a podcast after our next event.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
See ya.